Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's CHGO Tavern Style. I'm Jay Zawoski from CHGO Blackhawks. That's Luke Stuckmeyer from CHGO Cubs. And we are presented by Salerno's Pizza. Mm. Head over to their Grand Avenue location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. Luke, it's good to be with you.
Yeah, what's our big topic here? What are we cutting up into squares?
Today we are talking about the NFL Scouting Combine and does it matter?
Does it matter? Yes, it matters. You're damn right it matters.
Yeah, I think it matters too. And I think this is a hot topic right now because you've got a lot of the headliners that have sort of opted out. Caleb Williams is out. Drake May is out. Marvin Harrison Jr. is out. And others are just opting out of participating in the Scouting Combine. But see, the thing about the Scouting Combine is it's not really for those guys.
No.
It's for the other 295 players that are trying to make their impression on NFL GMs and scouts.
You pucked up.
I did puck up. Yes.
Listen, I will say this. It matters to teams if your team knows what they're doing.
True.
If your team doesn't know what they're doing, it doesn't matter what they do, if they show up to it or if they go to Salerno's and just go get pizza and beer instead. Here's the deal. Aaron Donald wasn't going to be a first round draft pick.
Yeah.
He went to the combine and people were like, "Yeah, he's a little small. I don't know if he's going to be the guy." And all of a sudden he went through the drills and people were like, "Oh, he's a first round draft pick." And he was, and they got that right. Other times stuff they do doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
CJ Stroud had the low S2 score and people were like, he's not going to be, they were wrong and he was great.
Yeah. He was great right away.
So it matters which team is looking at it. So if you ask me if it's important, the reason I say absolutely it's important, put yourself in this situation. If you found out that the Bears weren't going to this.
Oh, you'd be pissed.
You'd be furious. Rightfully. So you know it matters. Yeah, exactly. You know it matters.
Yeah, it certainly does. And like you said, it's an opportunity for lesser known guys or maybe those guys that aren't in a power conference or aren't in the BCS championship. Because let's be honest, like I heard an interview yesterday with Peter King, who is like the authority on the NFL, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I watch maybe 2-3 college games a year. And these NFL coaches and scouts are so ingrained in their own team that they don't get to, let's be honest, like, sure, they have scouts that it's their job to go watch college sports and watch those players. But at the end of the day, the real decision makers haven't been able to dig in on prospects like they would like to. So the opportunity to go to one place and watch them all do it and talk to them all is extremely valuable. Now, I will say, I don't get why anyone sits at home and watches the combine as a fan.
No, did you see that guy in shorts? That was incredible. Turns out it was Mark Carmen walking across the room. It's like, it didn't matter.
And it was not incredible.
No, it was not incredible.
Yeah. That's the thing that, you know, from a prospect and scouting and drafting point of view, absolutely it matters. From the fan's point of view, no. No, I remember last year when the NHL does something similar, not totally the same as the NFL, and Connor Bedard was there. So everybody wants all the Connor Bedard they can get. People are like, why can't we watch this on TV? Do you want to watch him do pull-ups? You want to watch him run
watch the video, though. It was impressive. He did a lot of pull-ups.
Sure, but all the stuff that's important will make its way on Twitter, and you'll see it, and you'll be fine. You know, and if there's a really jiggly guy running the 40 in slow motion, like, you'll find it. You don't need to park in front of the TV for hours and hours and watch the combine.
But that's what we do.
It is. You're right.
You know what else we do? we go to Salerno's. By the way, we had pizza from Salerno's today. Boom.
Yes.
The crust is spectacular. Check out Salerno's on tap, 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago. Enjoy our tavern-style pizza, ice-cold beers before heading to the Blackhawks or Bulls game. Dine in and watch the games live on their big-screen TVs. Call them for carryout and delivery, too. Head to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. For more information, Salerno's is the spot.
It's go-to. And I have to say, that's become the CHGO Blackhawks official pizza joint. Even before they jumped on the tavern style, Salerno's was our place. We're very familiar. Very familiar
with Salerno's. And they know how to cut the pizza correctly.
Yes.
Squares.
True tavern style.
Squares.
True tavern style.
The one thing I would say about the combine that is silly sometimes are the questions some of the guys get. Like, the Bears are setting up to make players for their interviews more comfortable for the second straight year, mini golf or darts in their room. Like, I don't care if Caleb Williams is good at darts.
I don't
whatever see, they're trying to learn there. Go ahead.
Cool, I whatever. Like this. Because I think what it does is it gets everybody in a less formal atmosphere where, hey, it's just Flus and Poles and Caleb Williams or whoever throwing darts, putting the ball and just chatting. They're chit chatting. They want to, you know, it kind of, instead of sitting at a table in this formal interview setting where a player feels like he's being grilled and they feel like they're interviewed. They are, right.
They're being
grilled. But I think you do it in an atmosphere that's a little more welcoming, a little less serious, a little less buttoned up. I think everybody loosens up a little bit. And I think in the short amount of time you have to spend with these kids, it gives you maybe a little bit better of a picture of what kind of guy they are. Can they loosen up? Are they confident when they play? And you can go check the stats last year. Who was more accurate at the dartboard?
Well, that's right? A good
Which
point.
Which quarterback is hitting the bullseye more often?
Listen, yeah. We're not going to see Caleb Williams throw footballs at the combine. But I will admit, if he accidentally hits Flus in the butt with a dart, we know he's not that accurate.
Yeah, accuracy.
Frankly, not that accurate.
You see Ryan Poles like, accuracy, zero.
Poles has got a few darts in the back of his shoulders. Yeah. He's like, yeah, that didn't work out with Caleb Williams.
Or if, you know, the mini golf is also an option in Flus's office. And maybe somebody misses a putt and they throw the putter. Like, all right, you know, this guy doesn't handle adversity very well. See, I think it's airtight.
By the way, speaking of Flus, we're both sporting the Flus today, huh? Yeah. The new beard look. Yeah, that's the everybody in the country is calling it the Flus now.
My stylist also, Matt Ebert, Flus's wife.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Thanks to her. Credit to her.
Credit to her for making me look semi less fat.
We all silly like the mayor.